Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
So that there are so many things a leader can do to develop themselves and develop the people around them. In fact, at times there may be too many things from which we could choose. So, how do we narrow it down? How do we know which things to guard in our schedule, which things to drop, and which things to add? One thing that has been immensely helpful for me is asking the question, why do I want to do this, or learn this, or make a commitment to this? And then answer the question with these two words, so that. What is the so that I am aiming for? How will that thing enhance my leadership or develop me personally? I need to keep asking that question again and again until I hit upon the key factor that needs to be added to my schedule and then guard it in my schedule. I co-host a leadership podcast called The Craig and Greg Show with my lifelong friend, Greg Harris. On a recent episode, we were discussing the value of personal development, and we got into this so that topic. Take a listen, or if you'd like to watch the video, I've shared that link in the show notes.
So if we have leaders and we're friends, how do we help each other in personal development, even though it's personal?
Right. Well, I guess I would think about it this way. Would you rather have somebody come along and speak into your life that can say, I've been there, I've done that, I know how to get there, or somebody that says, I've heard about it, I think that you're supposed to do this? And that's a little bit, I think, of why I want to focus on personal development, because I don't want to be like a travel agent that I just say to somebody, here's your itinerary. Well, what's the restaurants like there? I read some reviews. They sound pretty good. I want to be more like that tour guide that says, I went and checked everything out, and now I've come back to take you with me to say it is attainable. We can get there. Let me show you some of the pitfalls. Let me show you the places we're going to celebrate. Let me show you the great views, because I've been there and I've done that already. And I don't want my personal development to be so that I can say, pat me on the back, right. But I want it to be so that I can truly lead or shepherd other people into that. Think about, I think most people know Psalm 23, you know, the Lord is my shepherd. But the next line talks about Jesus guiding us into the right pastures, the right water. Well, how did he know? Probably because he'd been there.
Right.
He knew this is the best pasture for these sheep. This is the best water. I know how to take you there. That's why I want to develop myself, to be able to take people to those places.
Right. And that's what personal development is. It's personal. So yep. I don't know if there's other things that you'd like to add to it, but examples maybe regarding some of those, you'd say, oh, I did that, or I had one of those leaders on my team regarding, you know, motivation or reflection or self-aware. What would you like?
Well, I definitely have seen that in teams that I have been involved with, that the more that I will develop myself, it produces in me this greater capacity, this greater even database, knowledge base in myself, that one of my teammates, when they're like, I'm struggling with this.
Good.
Oh, you know what? I went through that. I read something about that. I talked to somebody who was, you know, and then you can make an introduction or hand a book to them or say, let me go along this journey with you. But if they're sharing that with you and you're just sitting there with a blank look, and then you're just like, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
You know, you're not really leading anything by doing that. Right. So that's what I've experienced for myself, is the more that I keep pushing myself, the more that I have to be able to give to other people. And that's part of my so that. You know, why am I reading this? So that I have it for somebody else. Why am I going through this difficult struggle? So that I have the emotional, physical, spiritual, mental capacity to help somebody else. Yeah. That's got to be my so that answer.
The mark of a godly leader is one who is regularly asking the question, why am I doing this? And then continually drilling down to a solid so that reason. If I can help coach you through this process in your leadership journey, please reach out to me. This is part 68 in my series on godly leadership. You can check out all of my posts in the series by checking the link in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.